Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Hey, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Dalid Amid Beis. So we're still on the same topic, the topic of Ve'elu She'en Lam Chelek La'ilam Abba, specifically the three Melachim. So the Mishnah mentioned three kings that have no Chelek La'ilam Abba, Yerovam, Achav, and Menashe. Says the Gemara, Mimonon, who came up with this idea that these three kings are the kings that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba, which means two chedushim. Number one, that they don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. And number two, we saw in the Gemara that there are other kings that perhaps also didn't have a chelik in Olam Haba, but they weren't listed in the Mishnah for some cheshbin, for somebody's covet, or whatever the reason might have been. So, Mimonon, who knew that these three kings don't have a chelik in Olam Haba, and that these strings kings can be listed in contrast to some other kings that couldn't be listed. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah Mona. It comes from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, on that note, picture Oidlam Neisachod, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah wanted to add one other person to the list. Now, the Gemara doesn't say who that person was. It'll be Muchach from the Gemara who it was, but the Gemara itself doesn't mention the person by name. Rashi, however, tells us who it was. Oid Echod, one word, Shloimo. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah wanted to add Shlomo HaMelech to the list of kings that don't have Chelek in Olam Haba. And the reason they wanted to is because if you read the Psukim that discuss Shlomo HaMelech, there are some Psukim that are not for the faint of heart. There are Psukim that seem to suggest that Shlomo HaMelech was guilty of Avodah Zarah and of marrying Nashim Nachriyos. Now we know Chazal say, Kolo'im Shlomo Chata Einoi Elotaya. And of course, Shlomo HaMelech goes down as the son of David HaMelech, the one who built the first Beis HaMikdash, the one who was Zoicha to Giluyim, Nevuos, the wisest man to ever live, who the Ramban says is an Akdama to his Pirish ala Torah, that the reason he knew all the Chachmais is because all the Chachmais are in the Torah, Hafeichba, Vafeichba, the Kulaba, and Shlomo HaMelech knew the Torah to such a degree that he was able to extract everything from the Torah. So that's who Shlomo HaMelech was. But if you read the Psukim are very much misleading. And said Rav, that Bikshu Oid Limnois Echot, that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, because of those misleading Psukim, wanted to include Shlomo HaMelech into the list of kings that don't have Chelek Noilim Hab, but must Yukne Shalaviv. So Shlomo HaMelech's father, again, the Gemara is being sensitive. We're not referring to Shlomo by name, and we're not referring to David by name. So Dmust Yukne Shalaviv came, and he went to them, and he started lobbying. They didn't listen to him. They said, David, I hear what you're saying, but no, we're going to include Shlomo HaMelech in this list. So then from Shemayim, they started to intervene. A fire came down from Shemayim, and it licked their benches. Yotza Basko Vamla Basko came out and said, Chazisa Ishmar Bemalachtoi Lifnei Melochim Yisyatzov, Bal Yisyatzov Lifnei Chashukim. This is a pasuk, by the way, in Mishlei, that Shlomo HaMelech himself is the author of. And the meaning was, Misha Hiktim Beisei Lebeisei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this person who built my house, the Beis HaMikdash, before he built his own house, his own palace. V'lo Yoyde, not just that, Elo Shebeisei Bona B'Shev Hashana, my house, the Beis HaMikdash, took 7 years to build. U'Beisei Bona B'Shloish Esri Shana, it took 13 years for him to build his own house. Meaning he acted more bezrizos to build my house than to build his house. Lifnei melochim yisatzeh. A person like that has to stand in front of kings. He needs to be in Olam Haba. Bal yisatzeh lifnei chashukim. He shouldn't be in Gehenim together with Menashe, together with Achram, together with Yerovam. But v'loi hishkiach olel. Despite the fact that this baskel came out, still the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah said, we're the ones that are going to decide who's on this list. And Shlomo HaMelech is going to be on this list. Says the Gemara, another baskel came out and said, Yotzes Abasko v'omra ha-me'imcha yishalmeno ki mo'asto ki ata sifcha v'loi oni. And the crux of it is, says the Masha, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah have certain powers. They have the ability to enact halachas. There's a concept of hefker bez din hefker. There's a concept when it comes to Gemara loy bashamayimi, but when it comes to deciding who's a ben oilam abba and who's not a ben oilam abba, that's something already that's totally in shamayim. Ki atu sifcha v'lo yoni. That's a decision that I make, said the Baskel. When the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah heard that, they were maskim, they deferred, and they said, okay, Shlomo HaMelech's not going to be included in this list. And the truth is, you read this Gemara, it's a pella, because it sounds like the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah had paskin that Shlomo HaMelech is ain't loy chelik loilam abba. And the question is, how does it shim with the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, daf nun vav amid beis? Now, the truth is, if you look at Rashi on that Gemara that says, Rashi says one word, Bavidazar. And the Marsha makes the diak. The Marsha says that if you read the psukim about Shlomo HaMelech, it sounds like Shlomo HaMelech was involved in the chet of Avidazara and also in the chet of marrying Basparo. And of course, the Rambam says that Shlomo was Megayer Basparo. But whatever the psukim mean, it sounds like Shlomo HaMelech was guilty of the chet of Arias as well. So the Marsha makes the diak. Why did Rashi say, only regarding Avodah Zarah and not regarding the Chet of Arayis? So I am the Marsha, but really you have to know how to reconcile this Gemara with the Gemara Masechtes Shabbos. Truth is that Yodua, the Shagasari, makes a dik in his Gvuras Ari, and Masechtes Yuma Davcha Bezam and Bez. The Gemara says, Kaloimir David Chata, Eina Yelotaya. Yet the Gemara says in Yuma that Shaul HaMelech did one Avera, and because of the one Avera that he did, he lost his Malucha. David HaMelech did two Averas, and despite the fact that he did two Averas, he didn't lose his malucha. What were the two averes? Says the Gemara, David b'shnayim maninu de Uriya u'de hasasa. The aver of Uriah Hachiti, who of course was Bathsheba's husband, who David HaMelech had killed in battle to be able to be married to Bathsheba, u'de hasasa. That's when he counted the Yidden. The Ayin Hara, but says the Gemara, Vayikanami Batsheva. Why are you telling me that David Melech only did two Averis? What happened to the Averi Batsheva? So the Gemara says he was punished for the Averi Batsheva. The point is that David did two Averis that he wasn't punished for, meaning he was able to retain the Melucha. But says the Shagasari, you read this Gemara, it sounds like David Melech is guilty of the Averi Batsheva, the Averi of Uriah Hachiti. I thought Kaloim David Chate in Elataya. So does it mean that the Gemaras are arguing? That could be the Teretz here as well. So again, this is all things that are above our pay grade, but it's just a very difficult Gemara to understand, and it's certainly difficult to understand in light of what the Gemara says in the end of Perek B'meh Behema, Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yoinesen, Kala Oimer Shloima Chata, Einoi Elotoya. Says the Gemara, another very difficult Gemara to understand. Darshe Rishumois, Hayu Oimrim, the Darshe Rishumois used to say, Kulon Boyin La'olam Haba. So the Mishnah says, and Gemara after Gemara after Gemara, real long gebifte dafin that discuss in great detail the three kings that don't have chelek in olam haba: Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. Stating that, after all that, says the Gemara, the Darshe Rishumos used to say that kulon, everybody is going to be allowed and welcome into Olam Haba. So who are the Darshei Rishumais? Rashi says, Darshei Psukim, the people that know how to darshan Psukim. The point is, it's probably Alpi Soid, Alpi Kabbalah, but there is an idea of the three kings that don't have a chelek in Olam Haba, but at the same time, the Darshei Rishumais say, Kulam Boim Olam Haba. Shenema, how do we know that? The pasuk says, Li Gilad, Veli Menashe v'Efrayim, Mo'iz Roshi Yehuda Mecheike Ki Mo'yav Tzir Rachzi Al Edoim Ashlech Nali Alay Peleshes Hisroi Oy. Okay, what does this mean? Li Gilad, says the Gemara, is Achav. That's referring to Achav. Shenofal B'Ramos Gilad, who was killed in Ramos Gilad. So the Pasuk says, Li Gilad. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking. Achav is Li. He's with me. He's in Olam Haba. Menashe, when the Pasuk says, Li Menashe Kimash Mo'y, that's referring to Menashe, the son of Chizkiyo. Ephraim, Mo'iz Roshi, Zeyurovim. The Ka'asim Ephraim. It's referring to Ravim, Kemish, David Ephraim. When it says, Yehuda Mechaikiki, Zey Achi Toifel. He's one of the four Hedyotos that the Mishnah says has no Chelik to Olam Haba. And why is he called Yehuda? The Ka'asim Yehuda. Because he was from Shevet Yehuda. Mo'yav Sir Rachatzi, Zey Gechatzi. It's referring to Gechatzi. Shalok Al Iske Rechitza, another one of the four Hedyotos that the Mishnah says has no Chelik in Olam Haba. And when it says, Edoim Ashlich Nali Zedoyek Ho Adoimi. Edoim is a play on Adoimi. It's referring to Doyek Adoimi. He too has a chelik in Olam Haba. Olai Pleshes Hisroi. Oi. The last words of the pasuk. Amr Malachi Asher Sofnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ribayna Shaloylam Im Yovei David Shaharig Es Aplishti Vahorich Es Bonecho Gas Ma Ata Oysoloi. Meaning, the pasuk is suggesting that Achitoifol and Doyek Adoimi, two of the four Hedyotis mentioned in the Mishnah as not having a chelik in Olam Haba, really, they're going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. That's what the Darshan Rishumai said, and they darshaned it based on this pasuk right here. So the pasuk concludes, what would be if David HaMelech, who personally suffered from Achitofel, Achitofel was the key member of Avshalom's revolt against him. He personally suffered from Doyego Adoimi, the mice of Noivir HaKoyanim, Doeg Adoimi was the one that wanted to disqualify David HaMelech from being able to be Bob Bekal based on the Pasuk. We spoke about this yesterday. So what would be if David HaMelech would come and he would lobby, he would say, Hashem, I'm not masking for these people. What would you do? Hashem said, I would sit them down together and make them be friends. I wouldn't listen to David HaMelech. The bottom line is, they have a chayla gemelam haba. It says the Gemara, Darshi Rishumais Hayuaimrim, Kulam Boyim Lechay Yoyim Haba. And it's a pasuk. And the pasuk mentions the three Melachim Mefurish. You have Yeravam, Achav, and Menasha. And then it mentions Achitoifel, Gechazi, and Doyego Adoimi. By the way, there's a notable exception. Who's not mentioned? The fourth head yet. Fourth head yet is Bilam. Some say that it's only by Klal Yisrael that there's an idea of Darshei Rishumais Oimrim that Kulam Ban L'chai Olam Haba. But Bilam, who really was from the Umay Sa'ilam, despite the fact it's Mashma from the Gemara that really the Umay Sa'ilam could have a Chelek in Olam Haba. We're going to speak about that soon. But that's true if they merit it. If they lose their Chelek in Olam Haba, they lose it. And there's no idea of Darshei Rishumais Oimrim that even Bilam would have a Chelek in Olam Haba. But the bottom line is, what does this mean? I thought the Elu Sheinam Chelek Leilam Abbas. How do you make sense of this Mishnah? Achav at the end of the day, Menashe, everybody. The Gemara seems to be saying that there's no such thing that a person at the end of the day cannot have a Chelek Leilam Abba. So I'll tell you, years ago I heard a shir from Yisrael Reisman, and he spoke about this, and he related it to a piece from Rav Tzadik HaKoyin and Tzidkes HaTzadik that's way, way, way above my pay grade. But the gist of it is, it's related to the Rambam's Kasha of Bechira and Yediyah. It's related to the Arizal's Mahalach. It touches on the concept of Einoid Muvadai. It touches on the idea of Godol Avera Lishma, or Godol Mitzvah Lishma. It touches on the idea of Tshuva Me'ahava, Zdoinois Nasa, Schuyois, the Samar Mekaimus. We could talk about it offline. But the bottom line is, for now, Zokta Gemara Vaita. So the Pasuk says, Madua Shoivavaha Omaze Yerushalayim, Meshuva Nitzacha. So we had a lot of Gemaras that spoke about the Churban. We mentioned yesterday, Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham, that when he discusses the Divrei Agada and Shasti, you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So he says, Perek HaNezokin, Kamtzu Bar Kamtzu, and certain Gemaras in Perek Chelek. So these are some of these Gemaras here. Either way, Amar Rav, Shuvah Nitzachas, Yeshivik Knesset Yisrael, the Navi, when the Navi, specifically referring to Zechariah. So when Zechariah Navi gave the Yidden Toichacha, and he said, do tshuva. So the Yidden came back with a really festive tshuva. They thought they had a great answer. Amar Lehem Navi, Yisrael Chizr B'tshuva. And what was his point? He says, look at all your Zaydas that they sinned. They did Averis. Where are they today? You see that the Averis got them nowhere. Amr Lahem said, they told Zechariah, really? And what about the Nevi'im that didn't do Averis? Where are they today? So what difference does it make if we do Averis or if we don't do Averis? What, the Nevi'im do live forever? Amr Lahem, that even Abiseichem Chazru V'Hoidu, I hear, but even your Zaydas that did Averis, at least they acknowledge the fact that they did the Averis. Shenemar ach dvorei v'chukai asher tzivisi es avodai hanevim. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, Bo asor b'nei yodav yoshfu lefon. There were 10 people that came and they sat down in front of the Novi Yecheskel. And the backdrop, the context to Shmuel's memra is Yecheskel Perek Chof. So we've spoken a lot about Yecheskel Perek Chof over the years. But Yecheskel Perek Chof begins with a delegation of Yidden coming to Yecheskel. Yecheskel lived right at the time of the Churban. So Yecheskel at the time was in Bavel. The Gemara says that even though Nevuah really wasn't supposed to happen in Chutz Laaretz, but Yecheskel got Nevuah in Chutz Laaretz. So he's living in Bavel and he's a Navi. He's tapped in. He knows what's supposed to happen. He's from the G'dayli Adar, maybe the G'dayli Adar. You have Yirmiyahu, Hanani, Mishael, Azari, Daniel, Yecheskel. They're all contemporaries. They all lived at the same time. And this delegation comes, and they speak to Yecheskel, and they tell Yecheskel, we're hearing reports, it's really bad in Eretz Yisrael. This is our last shot. Please, daven to Hashem, Ulai Yerachim. Maybe he'll have Rachmanis on us, and maybe he'll spear the Beis HaMikdash. Yecheskel turns to Hashem, and Terem Yikruv Yad Et Niena. As soon as Yecheskel turns around, he is overcome by a Nevuah, and Hashem comes to Yecheskel, and he says him some of the Sharvsta Teichacha that you have in all of Nevi'im. Talks about the Avodah Zarah that Yidden did already in Mitzrayim, and then in the Midbar, and then the Avodah Zarah they did after the Beis HaMikdash was built with Yeravam and Achav and Menashe. And Hashem says that this is something really that's been on my mind for 900 years. The time has come already where I can't haltois anymore. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be charef. Either way, Shmuel said that who were these 10, who are these people, this delegation that came to talk to Yecheskel? It was 10 people, a minion of people. Bo asar b'nei yadav yashvu l'vanav. Amalehen, So Yecheskel turns to them and he says, Chizru b'tshuva, do tshuva. Amalei, they told him, Eved shemachrei rabbi, v'isha shegir shebaylo, klum yesh lezeh alzeh klum. I don't think we have to do tshuva at this point, they told Yecheskel. And they came with a tshuva nitzachas, the Gemara says. They came with a koyach hatayna. What was the koyach hatayna? They said that, you know, we once upon a time had a relationship with Hashem. We were married. There were some issues. And because of the issues, we had obligations. We had obligations. Hashem, so to speak, did what he did. But there was some sort of relationship. But as far as I understand, Hashem divorced us. If Hashem divorced us, we're both single at this point. We have no obligations towards each other. So if we have no obligations towards each other, why am I doing tshuva? There's no chiv. The bond that was created at Har Sinai, at this point, no longer exists. And he said, if you want to look at us as avodim, we were never husband and wife, okay, I'm an eved shemachrei rabbi. I'm an eved that my master sold me already. What's my avod? Klum yesh lezeh alzeh, klum amaloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when Yecheskel turns to Hashem, and he now has the nevuah, Hashem tells the Navi Yecheskel, Leichem mer lehen, go tell them, Eze seifa krisus imchem, asheshi lachtiyo, oy mi mi noishai, Hashem mecharti eschem loy, heim babu neseichem nemkartem, ubefesheichem shulcha imchem. What does the pasuk mean? Is there sefer krisos simchem? You think you were divorced? You were never divorced. You were maybe asked to leave. Maybe you're separated. Maybe you're not living together. But do you have a sefer krisos? You have a get in your hand? Is there sefer krisos simchem? Where's the get? You don't have a get. Do you have a shtar mechira? You're still married. You're still eved va'odin, and being that you're still eved va'odin, at this point, you still have to act as if. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have referred to Nebuchadnezzar as Avdi? Nebuchadnezzar goes down as one of the greatest Rishoyim of all time. So why was he called Nebuchadnezzar Avdi? He says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that one day the Yidden are going to come with this koyach hatayna, and they're going to say that we don't have an obligation to do tshuva. They told Yecheskel, why not? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sold us. We were his eved, and he sold us. Now, who did he sell us to? Nebuchadnezzar Melech Vodah. And Nebuchadnezzar Geshmak is Avdoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So lefichach hiktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ukoroi Avdoi, because Eved Shekona Nechosim, Eved Lami Unechosim Lami. So it's true that maybe you were sold, but at the end of the day, Eved Lami Unechosim Lami. It's interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel, Lechem Mer Lehem, go tell them, is a Sefer Krisos Simchem. Really? You think you're divorced? If you were divorced, you would have to have a Sefer Krisos. And meaning, even though there is this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Yidden out of his house, but at the same time, you don't really have a Sefer Krisos. The Gemara says in the Masechtas Pesachim, that Pei Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara gives different pshatim, why the first Golas was in Golas Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shigron LeBeis Iman. Mashal Ma'ad Avadayim. There was a man and a wife, and they got into an argument. And the man told his wife, out of my house. Lehichon Shigron, where did he send her? Sent her back to her mother's house. That's naturally where she's going to go. Where else is she going to go? She's going to go back to her mother's house. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to send the Yidden out of his house. So where did he send them? Lebeis Iman. Bavel is based Iman Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zok Rashi, Pesachim Beis Zayin Amid Beis. Why is Bavel based Iman Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Avram Me'ur Kazmin Hoyer. Because that's where Klai Yisrael came from originally. So Beis Iman. Yidden originally, where does it all begin? The first Yid is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu starts in Ur Kazdim, in Bavel. He's taken, Lech Lecha, ends up in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is where he's living now at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to the extent that Klai Yisrael is going to be sent home, and they're going to do what people do, B'nai Yikshava Olam. So they're going to go back to Beis Iman. Where is Beis Iman? That's Bavel. That's where it all began. But that's this muscle, this metaphor that you find. It's related to the idea of why they were Isak and Shaduchim b'chamisha asibav. Because chamisha asibav is related to the Churban, Shaduchim, Ishvi Isha, etc., 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 etc. Right? You do a bigger rate. But I'll just tell you one interesting order, and that is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Pei Vav Mebeis, Om Rabbi Yochanan, G'doyle Tshuva Shadoicha, Es Loisa Asei Shabbatayra. Tshuva is a gewaldig mitzvah. It's so great that it's Doicha Loisa Asei Shabbatayra. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says that when Hashem sent Yidden into Golos, it was like a man that divorced his wife. Now, if a man divorces his wife, is he allowed to take her back? It depends. If she never got married, yeah. But if she was married to somebody else, you're machzik rishasai. Yet, when Klai Yisrael does tshuva, Hashem is willing to take the yidden back. So you see, gedoy l'tshuva, the mitzvah saseh of tshuva is doicha the lois saseh of machzik rishasai. So we always speak out, the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, kasha, every mitzvah saseh is doicha lois saseh shev Torah. Saseh is doicha lois saseh, what's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush? Gedoy l'tshuva, shedoicha lois saseh shev Torah. So in kama kaim lahar, what do you see in this Gemara? You see, the Rabbi Yochanan understood. You see, Rabbi Yochanan understood that there really was a Gerushin. Because if there was no Gerushin with a Sefer Chrysos, like our Gemara said, is a Sefer Chrysos. Really? There's a Gerushin? Where's the Get Chrysos? Then the Kasha Fank Nishtan, then there's no G'day L'Tshuva Shadoichal Loisei Shabbatayra. Because the only time there's a Machzeg Rishasai is if there's really a Sefer Chrysos. Either way, this is all Drush. Zok the Gemara. V'ho'ila aruchachem hayu loisei asheratem oimrim niyek goyim kivishpachay so arotzeis l'shoris eitz ve'evan chayani no mashamel l'kim al'ad chazok v'zoyin etuyo uvechema shfucha emloi chaleim. Hear this pasuk? Listen to the end of the pasuk. Chayani no mashem l'kim im loy biyod chazok uvizroya netuyo uvechema shfucha. Chema shfucha means with anger. Emloi chaleichem. I'm going to be king over you. Hashem says you can't run away from it. I will be melech over you whether you want it, whether you mamlech me or not. V'chema shvucha emloi chaleim. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman used to read this pasuk. He used to say, kol ki hay rischo lirsach rachman alam v'lif. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be angry at us, and if he's going to come to us with a chema shvucha, let it be this type of chema shvucha. U'bechema shvucha emloi chaleim. Pasuk says, v'yisru l'mishpat eloi kov. Yoyren pasuk in Yeshaya perek chav ches. Om Rabbi Bar Barchano. Om them Nevi Yisrael. The Navi told Kla Yisrael, Chizru b'tshuva, do tshuva. Om Roloi, they told him, Einanu Yuchayla, we can't. We can't do tshuva. Why? Yetzahara shaylet banu, because we have a Yetzahara. And the Yetzahara is very, very strong. It's boyer kayesh. It doesn't allow us to do tshuva. Amalehem, so he told him, Yasru Yitzrech. What do you mean you have a Yetzahara? Overcome your Yetzahara. Omruloi, so they told him, Eleikov yoyrenu. Let a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who created the Yetzahara, let him overcome the Yetzahara for us. Interesting exchange. So the Navi tells Klai Yisrael, the Navi Yeshaya, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya Chav Ches. He tells Yidden do tshuva, and the Yidden come with a new patent, a new taina. We can't do tshuva. He says, why not? We have a Yetzahara. I understand you have a Yetzahara. Overcome Yetzahara. He says, why are you telling me to overcome a Yetzahara? It wasn't my idea to be born with a Yetzahara. It was Hashem's idea for me to be born with a Yetzahara. Tell Hashem to tell me to be overcome with my Yetzahara. Now, at first glance, does this taina make any sense? Of course not. It sounds like a chuk of a tluva. This is a desperate taina that Yidden was saying at the time of the Chorban. Because hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyirah shemayim, a person has bechira. And being that a person has bechira, so of course a person has the ability to overcome his yetzara. It may be difficult, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not babet shunyim b'riyosa. And Hashem doesn't give a person an assignment that he's not able to overcome. So a person has a Yetzahara, as difficult as it may seem for him to overcome it, the assumption is he can overcome it. So the taina at first glance seems to have been a silly desperation type taina that the Yidden threw at Yeshaya HaNavi at the time of the Churban to try to somehow make it out alive from the mess that they were in at the time. But stating that, there's a Mefurish Gemara, the Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, unto Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Omer Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, va'omer Rav Elaz, Eliyo hitiach dvarim klapi Milo. Eliyo, when he was standing on Har HaKarmel, together with the Nevi'a Baal, when he had the big showdown with Achav, psukim that we skipped when we went through the story of Achav, so Eliyo is matiach dvarim klapi Milo. He spoke very sharp to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said as follows: "Va'ato hasi boiso es liban achiranis." He turns to Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, "I don't know what you want from the Yidden. It's true, Achav and his generation, the Nevi'a Baal, they're all worshiping Avodah Zarah. They're doing terrible things. But let's be honest: why are they doing these averis? Because of the Yetzahara. Who gave them the Yetzahara? You did, Hashem. Va'ato hasi boiso es liban achiranis. You're the one that gave the Yidden this Yetzahara. And being that you're the one that gave the Yidden this Yetzahara, I'm not sure what you want from them." Amar Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak, minayin shechazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hoide loy l'Eliyo. How do you know that Hashem was maskim to the time of Eliyo? Dichsev, because the pasuk says, Amicha v'asher harayosi. As if to say that I agree on some level that I'm responsible. Lashon Rashi. Ani garamti lohen shebarasi yitzhar. I caused this. It's true. I caused the whole mess with Achav and Revi'a Baal. Because at the end of the day, I'm the one that created the Yetzahara. Zok to Gemara Vayter. Omer Rab Chomer Rab Chanin. L'moli sholish makreis halolo. We're not for the following three psukim. Nismoite tu ragleim shol shleini Yisrael. The Yid, when he stands and gives din v'cheshmer in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would have no chance. He would not have a fighting chance to be able to be Yotzah Zakeh B'din. But it's because of three psukim. This is a Gemara tucked away that people don't know. There's three psukim that at the end of the day will save the day. What are those three psukim? Chad, Tichsev Asher Yosi. This pasuk, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masking to Yos Taino, where he says at the end of the day, I gave you the Yetzahara. I mean that I gave you the Yetzahara on some level, I have something to do with these averus. The chadich sev kini kachimer biyada yotzer kein atem bi yodi beis Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells the Yidin Yekachemah biyada yotzer. You have full control over us. You give us everything. Meaning, on some level, you're playing a role in the averus that people do. The chadich sev asiroisi es levo even mipsarche ben asati lechem lev basar. Well known pasuk in Yecheskel Lamed Vav, where Hashem says that I'm going to give you a lev basar. I'm going to remove the eitz sahara. I'm going to give you a new lev. A yid could have a taina. He says, you told me you were going to take away the levo even and you were going to replace it with a lev basar. If you would have given me my lev basar, I would have never done these averus. Says, true, Hashem, I understand, I have Bechira and I did Averis, but at the end of the day, you're playing such an important role in the Averis that I did. These three psukim are all going to have some koyach, and it's because of these three psukim that we have a chance. To the point that Reb Chama Reb Chanina said, "Umole sholich mikrois halalu nesmeite tu ragleim shol shleine Yisrael." The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara doesn't end there. V'omer Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said that the same time that Eliyahu HaNavi came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har HaKarmel with the Nevi'a Baal, Moshe Rabbeinu said the same thing. He said the same thing after the was mesoinenim Rabba Ba'aznei Hashem. They wanted the slav. They weren't happy with the man. So the pasuk says, "Vayispalo Moshe Elo Elokim al tikri el." Hashem, Elo, Al Hashem. Al. As if to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know why the Yidden keep on falling? You know why they keep on making mistakes? It's because of the Yetzara that you gave them. Same Taina. In Rabbi Yani Amar Mihacha. In Rabbi Yani's Yeshiva, they used to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hitiach Dvarim Klapi Milo. In the same way that Eliyahu HaNavi was a Tiach Dvarim Klapi Milo, but they learned it from somewhere else, not from the Mesoidenim, but in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Eilu Dvarim HaShadib HaShem, Shadib HaMoish HaKol Yisrael. So this is Divrei Teichach that Moshe Rabbeinu gives Kla Yisrael. And it says, V'di Zahav, which we know, my V'di Zahav, Amit V'Rabbi Yanai, Kach Oma Moshe V'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Bishvil Kesev V'Zahav She'eshpat Olam LiYisrael, Ad She'omru Dai, Hu Garam She'asu Asa Egel. You want to know why the Yidden did the Egel? It's because of all the money you gave them. You put them in this Nisayan. Had you not given them this Nisayan, they would have never done this Aveiro. Either way, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara concludes with a well-known Maimer in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Mashal Adam Echad Shayulei Ben. There was a person who had a son. He made him look nice and handsome. He fed him well. He drank him well. V'tolei kiss al tzavari. And then he gave him a wallet with credit cards for yeshiva al pesach shal zoynas, and he dropped them off in front of a bay zoynas. Mayasa isa eventually yechta. What do you expect a person to do? Not to do averus. What else is this child going to do? This is the way Eliyahu HaNavi spoke to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This is the way Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Eliyahu he tiach dvarim klapi milo. Moshe he tiach dvarim klapi milo. And what's the time? It's the same thing. These are variations of the same taina, which is, I understand we have Bechira, I understand we have free will, and we're supposed to overcome a Yetzahara, but at the end of the day, Hashem, you gave us the Yetzahara, and you've made it really difficult for us. What are we supposed to do? You put us in such a difficult position. It's not an easy world to swim through, to navigate. What do you expect people to do? People are going to end up doing averus. So this taina, which at first glance seems silly, it seems like a tiny night of desperation that some good Jewish lawyer came up with at the last minute, trying to fend off Yeshaya HaNavi and all these terrible nevuahs of Chazon Yeshaya. What's supposed to happen at the end of days? Beis Hamikdash is going to be Chariv. Eliyahu HaNavi had this taina. Moshe Rabbeinu had this taina. This is Gemara's. It's read to you a quarter of an omen in Shas, in Brachas Lamed Aleph, Brachas Lamed Beis. So what's going on over here? So the truth is, if you look at the Marsha, and the Ben Yoyada says the same thing, I'll read it to you from the Ben Yoyada. He says, Vaisin, Vaisichos, that it really is a taina. It is a taina. It's not a chukka betlula. It really is a taina. But you have to say, nearly, that Kisholish Mikrois Elu lo yatzilu lepoitron b'leiklum. These psukim are not going to help to save a person to the degree that a person can do all the errors in the world. He said, listen, Hashem, you gave me my Yetzahara, so I'm scot-free. Elo yoyilu, they will help. Shelo yiskayim maimer hanavua nefesh achaitas itomos. The pasuk says that if a person does an avera, and he realizes what an avera is, he would realize that Hashem is the melech, Hashem gives him life, Hashem gives him everything he has, and when he does an avera, he's desecrating Hashem, he's violating the commandment. Really, that person, if he would be mispointed for 1 second, what he's doing, he should be dead on arrival. Nefesh achaitas, he tomos. Kidin over al gzeres melech. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu isi may chesed lekabli b'tshuva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed. Hashem is willing to accept his tshuva. Even your Yerovam ben Nevat, who's the chayt yomachti as a rabbin, who really aim at speaking b'yodhi lasas tshuva. Even him, Hashem said, chazor boch. V'ani v'ato ben Yishai. I'll let you go back to the Madrega ben Yishai the way it was supposed to be had you not been a chayt yomachti as a rabbin. This midas harachamim, This idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisin yad lekabel poishim, the reason Hashem conducts with us with the Midas HaRachmanis is because of this Gemara. Because at the end of the day, there's three psukim that umole nismoite to raglei shoshani Yisrael, and these psukim saved the day. Because on some level, it is true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this position, and being that Hashem is the one that put us in this position, therefore, this kind of is going to stand. Could be, I was thinking, again, above my pay grade, but maybe this is related to the idea that we spoke about before, Darshei Rishumois Hayu Oimrim, that even the three Malachim and the Hidyoitis will have a chelik in Olam Haba. Because on some level, it's true, they sinned, but the Maisa, you have this Gemara right here. You have the idea of Asher Harioisi. Hashem says, I'm responsible on some level, even for that various of Yerochav and Avchav and Menashe. Kiri kachomer b'yad ha-yoitzer, kein atem b'yodi b'yis Yisrael. And the third pasuk, v'asi roisi es lev ho'evim b'psarchem, v'nasati lochem lev basar. Zok the Gemara. So we now turn our attention to the next chapter of chapter 11. Parakhelik, and that is the Dalit Hedyotis She'in Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba. So we had the Gimel Malachim that don't have Chelik L'Olam Haba, and now we have the four Hedyotis She'in Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba. So who are the four Hedyotis? Bilam, Doyeg, Achitoifel, and Gechasi. So we're going to learn a little more Nach over the next couple of days. Zok, Digimara, Bilam. So Bilam doesn't really need much of an introduction. Stating that, tomorrow we'll maybe have a little bit of an introduction to who Bilam was, but for now, Lama Lainan Abyssal Gemar. So Bilam, why was he called Bilam? Bilayam, because he didn't have a nation. He was a man, he didn't have any citizenship. Davar achar, Bilam she Bilam. Rashi says, she Bilbel Yisrael Batsasa. He confused the Yidden with his ideas. She Siyah Labalak. Of course, Bilam, at the end of the story, when he tries cursing Klal Yisrael and Ma'ekev Lekabekel, everything he tried doing, the conventional means of taking down the Jews wasn't working. So he realized that the Yidden are different, and that's why he gave all the brachas and everything, Ve'isa Mishalek. It was all because he realized that the Jews are very different. I mean, what had worked for him so well over the years, suddenly when it comes to Klal Yisrael, it wasn't working. So what did he end up doing? He got the Yidden to do the Averis. Which Averis? The Bnei Smayav, which eventually ended up with Baal Pa'ar. 24,000 Yidden died. But either way, he was Bilbal Asam. He got the Yidden to be confused. He threw them off their game, and they ended up doing terrible Averis. Ben Ba'ar, so his father's name was Ba'ar. Bilam Ben Ba'ar. But Ben Ba'ar is also a play on words. Sheba Al Be'ir. He was Ba on his behemoth. Rashi says, Sheba Al Asayna. We all know that from Rashi and Chumash, that Bilam had a donkey, but he also had a relationship with his donkey, meaning he was Ba Alasoinoi, and that's this remez in Ben Ba'ar. Tom. Hu Ba'ar, hu Kushan Rishosayim, hu Lavano Aram. Says the Gemara, there are three people that are mentioned in Tanakh, three personalities, they're all the same person. Ba'ar, who's Ba'ar, says Rashi, Bilam's father. Kushan Rishosayim, who's mentioned in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, who's a bad guy. Who Lavan Arami. And Lavan, the fat of Lavan, they're all the same person. Ba'ar, why was he called Ba'ar Sheba Al Be'ir? Kushan Rishosayim, why was he called that? The Avad Shtei Rishreis B'Yisrael, because he did two very bad things. Achas B'Mei Yaakov, we just said he's Lavan Arami. So B'Mei Yaakov, Lavan B'Kei Shlaker Esakoyl, he was very bad to Yaakov. V'Achatz B'Mei Shvoit HaShoiftim, as is mentioned in the beginning of Sefer Shoiftim. U'mashmoy, what was his real name? His name was Lavan Ha'arami. Says the Gemara, Ksiv Ben Ba'ar, Ksiv Benoy Ba'ar. It says Ben Ba'ar, and then it says that Bilam's son was Ba'ar. So was Bilam the son of Ba'ar, meaning is Bilam's father Ba'ar? Or was Bilam's son Ba'ar? Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Aviv Benoy Hulay Benavias. He was really Ba'ar's son, but at the same time, his father was a Navi, not as big a Navi as he was. So in relation to the level of Navias, Bilam was the father, and Bilam's father was as if he was the son. But either way, so who's Bilam? We're going to have a whole blot or so of Gemara about Bilam. We introduce who Ba'ar? Who Kushan Rishosayim, who love an Aram. So if you take a look at Rashi, Tanu Hu Ba'ar, Aviv Shel Bilam. Then when the Gemara says Kushan Rishosayim, Lovan and Ba'ar are the same person, we're talking about Bilam's father. Bilam is Ben Ba'ar. So Ba'ar, Bilam's father, and Kushan Rishosayim and Lovan are the same person. Put in different words, Lavan was Bilam's father. So if you want to know who Bilam's father was, he was Lavan Arami. That's who he was. So Lavan Arami, who is Rivka's brother, and the Shvatim's uncle, he is also Bilam's father. So in the Malaya Royim, on this Gemara right here in the back, he brings from the Shlach Kaddish, that the Shlach Kaddish said that there's a Toy Seifer in Rashi. Whoever wrote this, Rashi made a mistake, because it's not Bilam's father who was Kushan Rishasayin and Lavan Arami. It was Bilam himself who was Kushan Rishasayin and Lavan Arami. It's a toys, Azayit Shlai Kodesh Gazak, and I saw others say it as well. So the bottom line is, that's the Shaila. Is it Bilam's father who's also Kushan Rishasayin and Lavan Arami? Or is it Bilam himself who's Kushan Rishasayin and Lavan? So Bilam's either Lavan or Bilam's father is Lavan. Truth is, at first glance, a little bit mashma like Rashi, because the Gemara says, why was he called Kushan Rishasayim? To Ovad Shtei Rishuyes B'Yisrael. He did two averes. Achas B'mei Yaakov, V'achas B'mei Shvayt HaShoyftim. Now, if he's Bilam, should have said a third thing. What do you mean two things? What about all the things that he did when he was in the Midbar? Bilam, he came to curse Klai Yisrael. So why doesn't it mention that? It's a little bit more mashma that he's his father. It's not Bilam, it's Bilam's father. But either way, another Shiloh that the Mefarshim discussed, the Ben Yoyada, right here, Allah Tarek, were they literally the same person, physically the same person? Or are they not physically the same person? They're just maybe the same neshama. So if you take a look at the Ben Yoyada, he brings from that Rizal, that Avada, they weren't the same person. They just had the same neshama. I'll tell you one interesting Maramok. I saw in the Megadim Chadash in Parashas Balak, he brings from the Sefer Kosnus Ar. The Pasuk says that when Balak comes to Bilam and he commissions him, he hires him, he says, I want you to come and I want you to curse Klal Yisrael. And he tells him, Ki yodati, I know, Eis asher tevoyroch mevoyroch, Veis asher ta'or you are. I know that anyone that you bench, his brachas knack, and anyone that you curse, the klalos work out as well. So I want you to come and curse Klal Yisrael. Veikter chayim HaKadosh. Then why did he tell him, Eis asher tevoyroch mevoyroch? He wasn't asking him to bless Klal Yisrael. He was asking him to curse Klal Yisrael. He should have just told him, Ki yodati, Eis asher ta'or you are. Why was he telling him, Ki Eis asher tevoyroch mevoyroch? So the kosnus ar said a charifos. He said that the Gemara says that hu ba'ar, hu kushan rishasayim, hu lavan arami. Now Rashi says we're talking about Bilam's father. But it's a tais like the Shlach Kodesh said. The Shlach said we're talking about Bilam. That means Bilam is really Lavan. Now we know that when Lavan's family, his daughters, and they all leave Beis Lavan, he gave them a bracha. He turns to them and he tells them, Achiseinu atayila alfei revava v'yirish zarech eschar soinov. He gives Rivka a bracha. He says that I want you to be la alfei revava v'yirish zarech eschar soinov. So the emes is, Lavan, how did he have a right now as Bilam to come and be Mekal Klai Yisrael? You're a day late and a dollar short. It's too late. You already benched them. You gave them a festa bracha. You give somebody a bracha. You say, oh, you know, I'm taking the bracha back. I'm replacing it with a klala. So, we don't know how these things work. But maybe it doesn't work. Mechatesin, you could do that. He already gave this tremendous love. It's the same person. Now you're going to come now. You're going to give klolos. So Balak was preempting that. You know what Balak said? Ki yodati, I know. That even after you give somebody a bracha, ashatar you are. Still you're able to be mekalim. Either way, ashtikol charifis. Zok de gemara vaitar. Bilam, the Mishnah says, is one of the forehead So Bilam, sounds like only Bilam is not going to have a chelik in olam haba. But it sounds like other non-Jews could have a chelik in olam haba. Sisa nami, who's the mish? Rabbi Shua, it's Rabbi Shua. Tanya, we learned to the Brayso. Rabbi Lezer says, Yeshuvu Risham l'sha'ilo, kol goyim shcheche elikim. Yeshuvu Risham l'sha'ilo, what does that mean? Elu Paish Yisrael. The Paish Yisrael, they're going to go to sha'il. They're not going to go to olam haba. Kol goyim shcheche elikim, elu it means that non-Jews, kol goyim, shcheche elokim, they're not going to have olam haba. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, a goy can't have a chelik in olam haba. Only Rabbi Yeshua. V'chinemar v'chol goyim. It doesn't say v'chol goyim are going to go sheila. V'aloyloi nemar ela kol goyim shcheche elokim. A goy that forgets Hashem will lose his chelik in olam haba, just like a yid could use his chelik in olam haba. Elo said Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshuva Risham l'sheela maninu kol goyim shcheche elokim. Bottom line, it's machleik, it's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Eliezer, when it says Yeshuva Risham l'sheela kol goyim shcheche elokim, it means all oivdei kechavim don't have a chelik in olam haba. Rabbi Yeshua says no, it says kol goyim shcheche elokim don't have a chelik in olam haba. Meaning a goy could have a chelik in olam haba if he forgets Hashem, he could lose his chelik in olam haba. Just like a yid, just like we have a mishnah. But really, a guy does have a chelik in olam haba. Either way, machleik is Rebbe Lez Rebbe Yeshua. Our Mishnah says Bilam doesn't have a chelik in olam haba. Michlal avat Hashemaya, that other umay soilam, maybe will have a chelik in olam haba. Masi samani, Rebbe Yeshua, v'loi, Rebbe Eliezer. It's interesting because everybody quotes the Rambam Shita, right? Everyone knows the Rambam. We quote it all the time. But the Rambam who says, Pirush HaMishnah is on the Mishnah Berak Chelik, and who says in the end of Perek Ches Hilchas Malachim. Kolam Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs. If somebody is Mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs, we're talking about Ben Noach. The Nizor Lasoyslam, and he's careful to observe them. Harezim Mechasidei Umay Soilam. The Yeshlei Chelik Loilam Abba. And then the Rambam says you have to read the fine print. It's only if he does it because Hashem commanded it. But if he does it for moral and ethical reasons, that doesn't count. But the bottom line is the Rambam Shita is that the Umay Soilam are going to have. And the Rambam in his Pirush Mishnayos brings a raya. His raya is because the Mishnah says Chutz Mibilam Weistoist that other Umayyads will have a chelik gedolim haba. It's not the Rambam Shita, it's Rabbi Yeshua Shita, and it's really machlekes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. And by the way, whenever there's machlekes Rabbi Lezer Yeshua and Rabbi Shas, we know that Allah is like Rabbi Yeshua because Rabbi Lezer Shamuti, Rabbi Yeshua represented Shita's Beis Hillel. Rabbi Eliezer was from Beis Shammai's camp; he was Shita's Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai welcomed Beis Hillel in a Mishnah. Tyson beginning to pair Rabbi Lezer the Milo. But the bottom line is, so it's pasha. It's not such a chiddush. This Rambam, although everyone knows it from the Rambam, you really have to get into the depths of Perek Chelik to realize that it's a Mefurash Gemara, it's a Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and the Rambam Vashteitzach paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, the same way he always paskins like Rabbi Yeshua. Zok the Gemara. So Bilam doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Bilam himself knew that he wasn't going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Or not that he knew he wasn't going to have a chelik in Olam Haba, but he made a sign. He wanted to know if he was going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. So this is what he said. Bilam said, Thomas. Nafshi Moshe Yisharim Utehia Charisi Kamayo. What was he saying? Thomas Nafshi Moshe Yisharim. And Thomas Nafshi Moshe Yisharim. If I'm going to die a natural death, Teah Charisi Kamayo. Then that means I'm going to be Kamayo. I'm going to have the same Achris like the Yidden. And just like the Yidden call Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Leilam Haba, I'm going to have a Chelik Leilam Haba as well. Ve'imlav. But if not, meaning if I'm not going to die a natural death, if you psuk him later, v'atahinani hoylech la'ami, if I'm not going to die a natural death, then I'm going to go la'ami, I'm going to go with most Umay Sa'ilam that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. So Bilam made a sign for himself. If I die a natural death, it means I'm going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. If I die unnaturally, not. Now how did Bilam die? He was killed. He died unnaturally. So being that Bilam died unnaturally, so that was already a simen. We know for sure that Bilam doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. V'yelchu ziknei mayav. The Ziknei Midyan. So right at the beginning of Parash says Balak. Balak realizes he's in trouble. The Yidden just took down Sichai Melech HaMoiri, Oig Melech HaBashan. These were superpowers. So if the Yidden were able to defeat them, Moav knows he doesn't stand a chance. So he goes to Midyan, neighboring country, and he tells them that, you know, we're in trouble. The Yidden are plowing through. They're en route to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to take us down. Let's do something together. And the thing they decide to do, their strategy is to commission Bilam, have him curse the Yidden. They realize fighting them with armor isn't going to work, but maybe with the koyach hadibur of Bilam, they'll be able to take them down. So the pasuk says, "Vayelchu ziknei moyav, the ziknei midyan." Tana midyan umayv loyhayolam shalom yoyolam. Midyan umayv, they didn't get along. These were arch enemies. Yet they came together now to fight a common enemy, and that was the Yidden. Mashal Shnei Klavish Hayved. There were two dogs that they were together in a Eder. They used to watch a flock of sheep. V'hayutzu uvim zelazer. They didn't like each other. They used to fight with each other. Bazev alechad. And one day a wolf came and he wanted to take down one of the dogs. Amar echad. So the one dog said to himself, "Emeini Yisrael, even though I don't like this guy, and actually wouldn't be so bad if he was taken down. But the problem is, if I don't help him, Hayoim Hayur Geis, right? Today's going to kill him. Ulamacha, Ba'alai." So the dog was doing some back-of-the-envelope arithmetic. He realized that I'm next. Holchu Shneim. So they went together, V'holchu Azeev, and they killed the wolf. Amar Papa, Hayinu Damar, but people say, Karkushta V'shunra, a weasel and a cat, Avdu Hilula, they made a feast. Gamachta Chasana, Mitar B'davish Gada. Because they took someone down. Meaning, even though usually the thought is that the weasel and the cat don't get along, but sometimes thy enemy's enemy is thy ally, right? Sometimes you have to come together with somebody else to take down a common enemy. That was the kind, Moav and Midyan came together to take down the Yidden. The pasuk says, Vayeshvu sori Moav in Bilam. So they come to Bilam, and they tell Bilam, we want you to go curse the Yidden. So what does Bilam say? I can't do this. I don't operate in a vacuum. I don't operate on my own. I have to ask Hashem first. Come back to me tomorrow morning. Right? Chazal say that Bilam only got his nevuah by Laila. As a contrast to the Nevi'ei Yisrael, they only got nevuah by Yoim. Whereas Bilam only got his nevuah by Laila. So he says, tonight, when I have a dream, Hashem's going to come to me. And why don't you come back tomorrow? So the puzzle is, the next day, the Sori Moav came. So the Gemara makes an obvious diak. Initially, Vayelchu Ziknei Moav Ziknei Midyan. And then the next day, who comes back? Only the Sari Mayav. Frank the Gemara of the Sari Midyan lehechanazol. Where did the Chevra from Midyan go? So the Gemara, Kivin Amalulinu Payalai Lavashi Voisi Eschem Davar. When Bilam said, I need to sleep on it. Meaning, I need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amru, they said, Klum Yeshav Shasoynez Benai. They knew this wasn't going to have a good ending, so they were smart. They said, aha, Bilam's going to ask Hashem, should I destroy your children? So of course Hashem's not going to allow them to do it. So they checked out, they got the hint, they said, you know something, there's no reason. At this point, I know how this is going to play out. Amru Rav Nachman, Chutzpah, Afilu Klap Yishmaya Mahan. Amazing Gemara. The Gemara says that Chutzpah works, and it even works klapi shamayim. Mikarik sibli seilich imam, ulubasayv ksiv kum leich itam. You see from the Gemara's source what the Gemara means when it says chutzpah. Bilam asks Hashem, should I go? What does Hashem say? Don't go. What did Bilam do? He asked Hashem again. And then finally, what did Hashem say? You know what? Go. You see from here that persistence prevails. It works. That if a person has chutzpah and he asks again and again and again, eventually you can wear anybody down and you can end up getting what it is you want. Even Kaviyochel, Hashem, who didn't want Bilam to go, but when Bilam asked him again, he was persistent and ended up paying off for Bilam. I mean, it didn't pay off for Bilam. Hashem said, you know, Bilam wants it so badly, it's fine, I'll mislead him. But Al Kaponim, Rav Nachman said that a lesson that we can learn from the story of Bilam is that persistence works. Rav Sheishes said, chutzpah malchusa b'lo taga. A person has chutzpah, he's like a king without a crown. He's like a king, he's a melech. He has real, real power because chutzpah really works. Tichsiv anoichi hayoim rachu mashuach melech v'anoshim ha'ilu b'nei tzriya koshim imen. Rav Yoichanon, Bilam chig barag l'achas hayo. Bilam was lame in one foot. Shenema v'yelach shefi. Shimshon b'shteira. Shimshon Hagibar was lame in both of his feet. That's where the brachas of Don. Shimshon came from Don, and this is a pasuk that's referring Beruach Hakodesh to Shimshon. Bilam Suma Ba'achas Meir. He was blind one eye. Additionally, the kishuf that Bilam used to do, he used to do Ba'amasai with his zachros, with his. It says, Neufel Ugluye Nayim, Uksif Hassam, Vahama Neufel Alamita. Hama Neufel Alamita, when Esther was lying on the bed and that was Tashmish Amita. So you see there's a connection. Itmar, Mazucha Ama Kaysim Amasai. Mazucha said, like the Gemara just said, that had he used to do his Kishov Ba'amasai, my braid Rabina Ama Shabal Asainoi, that he used to do it with, or he used to be Baal Asoy. Mando Amar Kaysim Ba'am Masoy Hoyo. The Mandaman says that he was a Kaysim Ba'am Masoy. That he used to do his Kishav Ba'am Masoy. Kidamar. The Makar is because it says Neufel Uglue Nayim. And it says Vahaman Neufel Alamit. Mandaman Baal Asoy. The Mandaman that says that Bilam used to do Averis with his donkey. Ksif Hach. It says Kora Shachav. Ksif Hassam. It says by Sisra and Yael. Ben Ragle Kora. Nafa Shachav. And the context over there, of course, is Tashmish. So either way, Bilam did something that was repulsive. Either he did Kishuv Ba'amasai or he was Ba'al Asoinai. We had the Gemara's in Arba Misas where the Gemara said that the Baal Oiv, when a person used to do Oiv, Oiv was, according to some of the brises over there, also done by Masai. So apparently this was a theme, that's the way Kishuv was done. But either way, according to one man, the Omer, that's the way Bilam used to do his thing. So the pasuk says, V'yodeya das elyoin. Bilam was yodeya das elyoin. Freik the Gemara. Hashta das behemtoi loy haviyoda. Das elyoin haviyoda. In this fragmented shaklevetaria that Bilam is having with his donkey, it's obvious he doesn't know what his donkey is thinking. He knows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is thinking. What does that mean? The Gemara says that when Bilam shows up, so he arrives. Balak, Melech Mayav, sends a delegation that commissioning Bilam. So Bilam is going to arrive. He's going to show up. He's going to do his thing. So you would think he would come in a big escalade. He's going to come with an entourage on Bilam's motorcade. He shows up with a donkey. Says the Gemara, they told him, "My time alei rachafta susia. You should be riding some thoroughbred. What are you riding a donkey for?" Amalu, he told him, "Shadoili birituva." He says, "You know, they weren't available today. But, you know, of course that's what I usually drive." As he says that, his donkey pipes up. He's like, Bilam, pump your brakes. I'm going to tell them the truth. You drive me every day. So he told him, no, it's true, but Latina Baoma, I use it when I have to schlep bags and things. That's what I use. He says, Asher Rechafto Alai, not for bags. I'm not the cargo. You drive me. He said, I cry Bahama every now and again. He said, Me oitcha ad hayoy maseh, every single day. And not only that, Eloshani oisalacha maisi ishus balayla. We have an intimate relationship as well. Ksiv hach, it says, Ahaskein hiskanti, fi ksiv hasan usihiloy, soy kenes. Either way, his donkey outsmarted him. So yoydeya das elyoin, that's the kasha. So says the Gemara elamav yoydeya das elyoin. She yoydeya lechavin oisah shoshe Kodesh Baruch Hu goes, but he knew to be mechavin the moment that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets in. Fine, a couple of novels. That's what the novel meant when he said ami zochor na mayotz balok melech boy. Umeono oisah bilam ben baor min hashitam adak gilgal mandasit kodesh Hashem. Remember what Hashem did in the times of Balak, in the times of Bila. What is this referring to? Why is it so important that we remember it? It says the Gemara, "Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, do una kamit tzedokas esisa imach." Shlo kaasti kol oisin ayomim b'mei Bilam arash. I never got angry in the times of Bilam. Shlo moli kaasti kol oisin ayomim. Hashem said, "Because had I gotten angry at those times, lo inishtayer misoinein shel Yisrael saru pol, no yid would have been able to survive, because Bilam knew how to manipulate the moment that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry." And he could have used it in his favor, cursed the Yidden precisely at that point, and at that point, the Yidden would have had trouble. What do you mean when he said, that I have no way of cursing the Yidden? Because my whole koyach is to be mechaven the Shah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Hashem's not getting angry. That's the zechor no mayotz bolak melech moyov u'ma'ono u'say be'gilgo ben ba'or l'man da'as tzidkes Hashem. And if Hashem's not getting angry, then Bilam is always kaplichmacher. Because his whole koyach is to be yodeya das elyon, to know the moment when Hashem gets angry, and to manipulate that. Says the Gemara, Kael zayim b'chayim, Hashem gets angry every day. V'kama zaman. How long does the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu last? Rega, a moment. Shenemar, ki rega be'apoy, chayim b'rtzoynoi. Ibo yisei mono the makar. The pasuk says, Yeshaya perecha vav, leich ami boi b'chadarecha. Yeshaya says, go, ami, my people, hide. Uskoyt lo secha badecha, and close the doors behind you. Chavi kemat rega. Hide for a rega ad yavar zam. Until the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pass. So you see that, how long is the anger of Hashem? It's a rega. Chavi kemat rega. Hide for a moment at Yavar Zam until the Zam. By the way, it's a good lesson in life sometimes. You're dealing with somebody. Chavi kemat rega at Yavar Zam. Says the Gemara, Emor Rosach. When does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry? When does that happen? Betlashoy kamais. It's the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chavra karbalto the tarnagol. When a certain part of the tarnagol that's usually red turns white. Faith the Gemara, kol shayit v'shani nam. It's always white. Kol shayit v'sh. We're from Brooklyn again. We don't know what roosters look like. You know, I mean, we do kaparis, but that's about it. Kol shayit v'shani. Is space through Yakusubki. Every usually it has a little bit of red in it. Hayishait the last base through Kisubai over it doesn't even have the little bit of red. Zokti Gamara Maitza. Who made it up with Rabbi Shuvan Levi? There was a man that lived in the neighborhood of Shuvan Levi, Dabakom Tsarile, who used to upset Rabbi Shuvan Levi. He used to anger him. Yoy Mechah, Nokatarna Goylo. So one day, Rabbi Shuvan Levi said, I'm going to take down this man. I'm going to be Mechav into that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. How am I going to know the moment? The rooster, when the red turns white. And at that moment, I am going to say something. I'm going to take him there. For us, it says the Gemara. So he took a tarnagol for us, bekari for Yosef, and he said it. And he was staring at it. So Yeshua ben Levi's locked in. He's staring very intensely at this rooster because he's waiting for that second, and he's going to take down this min. Omar kimata hahu shaita el kimata hahu shaita nimnin. At that second, when it was about to turn white, Yeshua ben Levi, it's gedrimmelt. Omar, he got up. He said, "Shema min alav erchara." This wasn't the right thing to do. The as the pasuk says, "Gam enosh letzadik loytoyv." It's not good for a tzadik to punish. Bottom line is, this is something that you're not supposed to do. Even if it's mean, it means it's bad people. It doesn't matter. This isn't something you're supposed to do. I'll just tell you one ha'ara. That is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, another classic Gemara. Well-known Gemara. There were Briyoinim, troublemakers, Rashi says, Pritzim, that lived in Rameir's development. They lived in his neighborhood. They were giving Rameir a very hard time. Says the Gemara, so Rameir started davening, so Rameir starts davening that they should die. I'm really Bruya Devisu. So Bruya, Rameir's wife, told Rameir, what gives you a right to daven that somebody else should die? Oh, the chsiv, is it because the pasuk says yutamu chatom min haaretz, but mi chsiv choytim chatoim chsiv? It doesn't say yutamu choytim, that the choytim themselves should be killed. It says the averis should be killed. Va'oid shvil say, look at the end of the pasuk urishoyim oid enam. It says let their averis go away and they won't be Rishayim anymore. But it doesn't say you're allowed to daven for even a Rasha to die. It says the Gemara, what you should do, Brur, you tells Rav Meir, daven, that they should do tshuva, and if they do tshuva, they won't be Rishayim anymore. Zok the Gemara, boy, rachmi lavayu, v'hadri b'tshuva, v'kach hav, shtelzich l'shayla. Now what was Rav Meir's havamina? Rav Meir didn't know this pasuk. Here, there was a diak in Yitamu chaton min ha'aretz Rishayim, oydein ha'barchi nafshi ha'zashem ha'aluka. So there was a shayla. Rav Meir saw it one way, Bruria, Rav Meir's famous wife, saw it another way. Okay, Bruria got it right. But it's a gam enosh letzadik loytayv. What about that pasuk? Didn't he realize that? Shouldn't he have known that? So Vaistoy say to Mefarshim, that tefillah is different. Shua ben Levi wanted to curse the men. To curse the men, that's wrong. That's gam anoish latzadik loytoy. But to daven, Rav Meir thought maybe is different. Bruya said it's not the way. But the truth is, we do that all the time. What are you saying? Why is that different than what Rabbi Shua ben Levi did? So Rabbi Shua ben Levi wanted that the min, hahu mina, this was a min. It's the same min that we're davening about. V'chol ha-minim k'rega yevedu. His tefillahs may be different. Either way, zok de gemara. V'tonim ishmeidra meir. K'yosh p'shosh ha-chamaz ha-rachas. That every morning when the sun rises. V'ha-melochim manichim k'tzreyam ha-roshim ha-shach v'nechamo. And the kings of ancient times, they used to worship the sun. Miat, that was the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry. So when does Hashem get angry? When does Avodah Zarah? Vayokum Bilk Babayk Vayachvish Es Chamoyne. So Bilam gets up in the morning. He doesn't have a driver, doesn't have a chauffeur. He gets into the driver's seat. He revs up the engine. And I fucked. Tani Mishum Rav Shimon Elazar. Ahava Mevateles Shura Shel Gedur. You see that Ahava, a love for something, can cause a person sometimes to do something that maybe is really not matim for him. It's eino lefichvoidai. Ahava mekalkeles as ashura. Ahava mevateles shura shal gedula. How do you know that? You see it from Avram and from Bilam. Avram, d'chsev, vayashkem Avram baboiker. Avram was so excited. He was so ready. He was so ready to go to perform the tzivoy Hashem of the Akedas Yitzchak, that he wakes up early in the morning. Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. We learn Zriza Makdim and Mitzvahs from Avram Avinu. But not just that, Vayachvesh as Chamor. Avram Avinu was taking his own Chamor. Avram Avinu was a god of Hashem Berech as Avram Bakoil. Avram Avinu, we had in last week's parsha, all the money that he had. Avram had everything. Avram Kovei. He had it, so much going on. He didn't have somebody that could have driven him. Why did Avram Avinu have to be business a donkey? It's not a car. A car is in your driveway. Yeah, you get in, press the button, you go in reverse, and the food, a donkey is probably a little bit more complicated to get it to go. So Avraham Avinu is busy with his own donkey? Teret says he had such a hava to do the tzivoy Hashem that a hava mevateles shura shal gedula. And sinna mevateles shura, you see that sinna could do the same exact thing. And where do you know that from? Bilam does the same exact thing. Bilam gets up in the morning. He by himself is busy with his asayin. One last gemara. I'm ready to get my rap. A person should always be busy with Torah mitzvahs, even shaloi lishma. Shabitok shaloi lishma, bolishma. Shabischar arbaim mishnayim kabanos shigriv balak. Because balak brought 42 karbanos, and what was he zaycha to? Zaycha v'yasa v'menu Rus. Am Rabbi Yisrael Huna, Rus was bitay shel Eglon. Her father was Eglon, who was ben benoy shel Balak, who was Balak's grandson. So Rus wasn't so far removed from the very Balak that goes and he commissions Bilam to curse the Yidden. It's unbelievable. Says the Gemara, why was he zaycha to that? Because he brought karbanos to Hashem. Parshas Bilam, he brings Parshas Balak. He brings karbanos to Hashem. See, it was in the schar of that. He did it shaloi l'shma. That's the whole point. La'olam yasek adam etayru v'mitzvah. Afilu shaloi l'shma. So usually, if it was Olam Kimenage Holich, we'd spend about a week on this Gemara. But today we have to utter the immortal words.